Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
I am very excited to start a new segment in our bite-sized theology studies on the attributes of God, a most important and somewhat neglected area of study in Christianity today. I want nothing more as a father than for my children to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. I want my children to know all that the Bible reveals to us about who God is and what He has done. So when we now dive into a study of the attributes of God, these will be short segments covering an attribute per segment. And my prayer is that great encouragement regarding who God is, as revealed in the Scriptures, will come to you and to your family. Today, we will look at the first attribute in our study, and that is God alone. This is an underemphasized aspect of our God. Before the creation of the heavens and the earth, before Genesis 1:1, God existed. As the Scriptures tell us, He existed from everlasting. And so we read the opening four words in our Bible, "In the beginning, God." And we see that before there was a creation, before there were men and women, before there was the fall and sin, before there was the Bible, God existed. And He existed in solitude. The three persons of the Trinity enjoyed wonderful fellowship together. There was perfect love, perfect community. All was perfection. God, from everlasting, enjoyed Himself perfectly and was completely self-sufficient, needing nothing. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, we read, "Who is like You, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like You, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders?" And the reality is that no one is like God. And before the foundation of the world, before time began, God existed in perfection, needing nothing. As one author said, God was under no constraint, no obligation, no necessity to create. That He chose to do so was purely a sovereign act on His part, caused by nothing outside Himself, determined by nothing but His own mere good pleasure. The prophet Isaiah, when contemplating the majesty and the greatness of God, writes in Isaiah 40, verses 15 through 18, "Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, He takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before Him. They are accounted by Him as less than nothing and emptiness. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness compare with Him?" Again, rhetorical questions. God has no comparable object in the universe that ever has been or ever will be. God was perfectly blessed in Himself before we were ever created. Who is like Him? This should be the cry of the heart of every believer. Who is like our great God? None compare with Him. That summarizes the first study in our look at the attributes of God. Thank you for listening to Bite-Sized Theology. God bless you.